The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. A couple of guests in the studio today. We have the chairperson of the Memorial Parade Committee in Bad Axe, Tom Stalling, and Dan Little, who is here for more information and moral support. And we're going to be talking about the parade. It is coming up this weekend. It's hard to believe with the weather we've been having that it's Memorial Day. I mean, usually it waits until Memorial Day to get cold, but it just seems the run-up is being true to form. The parade is coming up again this year. It's been done a number of years on the Saturday. It allows, as I understand it, other communities that want to do it the day of the opportunity without stepping on their parade. How many years parade. Have you guys been doing the Huron County Parade in Bad Axe? This has been a number of years already.
Well, we've been doing through the post, 116 VFW. We've been doing this. I've been doing it since 95.
The last 4 years, it's been a lot bigger.
But Jim Hicks tried to really zip it up because it was kind of getting a little bit of a... it was trailing off in participants and such, and he really kind of kick-started trying to get it back going again, and it seems to have worked. I mean, you get a lot of entries, and it's a nice parade.
Yeah, and we want to see a lot of kids with their bicycles decorated.
Excellent. And do they get to ride in the parade if they want to?
Yes.
Sure.
And there's a contest. They can win a bicycle, the best decked-out bike.
Yeah, I believe that... Mark Torres at the Walmart store, he's going to be helping out with some gifts for the best dressed bicycle. And that'd be kind of cool.
$25 gift certificates, something like that.
Yeah.
Well, so it's something in there for everybody then.
Yeah.
Now, this is Bad Axe, and everybody who's been in Bad Axe the last month here knows traffic is terrible with the road construction. It is affecting the parade as well.
True.
So what has it done to the parade?
We have to completely change the route. Instead of coming from the east, we'll be coming from the west, from the middle school parking lot.
As I understood it, MDOT, which set up the detours, was not going to allow you to close a detour of a road that's already detoured.
Right.
So they basically kind of gave you no choice in that matter.
And I think West Huron will be closed at Berry Road, and people can go around that way, or go down to Soper Road.
It's not going to be the same route, so if you used to stake out your place at one point in town, you're going to have to go to the other end of town to get a, get a good seat. Now, you're going to start in the school parking lot. That's where you're going to do the arranging of who goes first, who goes second, and line it all up to go.
Right. Well, it's 9:30 is about when people will be setting up out here. Of course, the parade doesn't start till 11, but there's buku time there to get everything together.
But it's a perfect place to line up the parade because they can go across the street in front of the school and then out to 53.
Yeah, and you can take them all the way back to the high school if you wanted. I mean, it depends on how much is there.
Right.
But I mean, you can get them all lined up and ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had a good response again this year? You've got a lot of people saying they're going to be here?
There's a lot of interest. There has been for a number of years now. The American Legion Port Austin, they are going to be the honor guards of the parade this year.
And they started off?
They started off. They'll be directly behind the police car. And, of course, we thank Kelly and company for all the help he puts into getting everything moving in the right direction, and the police from Bad Axe and their department, the DPW, for putting out barricades on roads so that people don't enter into the mainstream of parade. So, yeah, it's a big effort, and there's a lot of people that give us a lot of help. So
one advantage you have with the route you're taking this year is West Huron Avenue has no on-street parking, so you don't have to worry about people obstructing anyone's view or anything else.
True.
You can just go right down the middle of the road, and everybody on each side will be able to see without anything blocking you.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a phenomenal parade. We've had some interesting floats over the years, and that should continue on. This is what we do to enhance the parade. We're honoring men and women who have died in the past. They gave up all of their todays for our tomorrows, and we're going to take care of tomorrow this weekend. So,
any particular theme this year? Sometimes parades take a certain conflict, and they highlight those people's sacrifice. I mean, I didn't know if you had anything going on this year.
There's a combination theme this year. It's the 75th anniversary of the D-Day, and also the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War.
We have to
remember so we don't repeat, but we there's a part of us that just wish these things didn't have to happen either. But it's good to know there are people who step up when needed.
Very true, very true. It's, I don't know, I think it was General Patton that once said, as he was walking through a cemetery in France, and many of the people that were buried there were with his division that were killed just days before, that, how do you put that? He was stating that this is not a day to be remorseful. This is a day that we want to thank God that we have American veterans who have done what they've done, that we've accomplished this much in the war in Europe. And I thought, I could almost see someone like that walking through a cemetery. When we do the flags at our cemetery for all the veterans, it's amazing. You look at the name and you can recall almost that gentleman way back.
Even if you don't recall the particular person, the names in the community often, you know that that name has been in the community for so long.
So long.
And there are other relatives that are still mourning.
Right. Yeah, and that goes on. Every gentleman or a woman who is killed in a war theater, their loss is immeasurable. The families, instead of, what is it? I had read 1.2 million Americans have died since the Continental Army, or since they've been recording things of that nature. And, well, if you got that many men and women who have died, you've got families that would be 10 times that number that are suffering because of that loss. So,
and we have people today that are doing their genealogy background search and are finding these relatives,
sure,
who they never had a chance to meet or would have had a chance to meet because of giving their lives.
And we want to remember our guys that are over in the Middle East right now too, with these new roadside bombs and stuff. The injuries are horrific, and
right,
we need to keep them in our thoughts.
Yeah, the missing in action, they're from all theaters. We've lost so many people, hundreds of thousands of people that will probably never be recovered. They say that in Vietnam, for example, the men who are missing, probably, as each and every year goes by, the chances of them finding their remains are gone because of the country, the humidity, the acidity of the soil.
It's just wet, they're
disappearing.
And it just doesn't allow for preservation.
Right, absolutely. So we honor those people too, and those prisoners of war, MIAs and POWs. That's part of our theme as a post, and we're good with that.
And I've always said, and I don't know if people would agree with me on this, but I think the reason our democracy endures is because it seems like every generation has to sacrifice to keep it. We go into places and we want to just hand them their freedom, and it doesn't have as much value if generation after generation you've been preserving that. And I just think there's something tangible in that. It's just my thoughts.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree too.
You hand somebody something and they just expect you to hand it again if they lose it, whereas we fight to keep it.
Yeah. I've always thought that whenever we're doing something, whether it be Veterans Day or whatever, that we would ask the youngsters in the crowd, how many of you folks would be interested in wearing a uniform someday and joining the military, just to see how many hands would go up. You know, in our time, of course, it was a draft, as was World War II. It was you either draft or you volunteer. You're either an RA or a U.S. And
well, you were drafted into the Army or you volunteered for another service is kind of how it worked.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Or just, you know, put your hand up and away we go. So, but it is. We need to continue today with our volunteer forces. These are all men and women who are volunteering to do this job. They're being trained to do a specific job, as we were too. We were told what we had to do, and you just did it. So,
and we have to remember they volunteered when they come back home. Make sure the services we promise them are here.
Right.
Because, right. You know, it's easy to promise the moon and the stars and sometimes harder to get it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's an old saying, but I just can't remember how that used to go about the moon and the stars. But yeah, definitely, I would hope that young people will further our advancement of freedom and our democracy, everything we enjoy here today as veterans and as patriots and all the residents in Huron County. This county is like paradise compared to parts of the world that some folks have seen. This is like, this is where you want to be. In Huron County, men and women are very, very admirable. They just go out of their way to help us guys with the parade. The donations that come in to help cover the cost of the parade. So we're doing good. We're thankful.
Now, what are people going to see in the parade? I heard the bagpipes are back, and if they're back, you're going to hear them.
I would almost have to have all the forms that they turned in the city hall. Mm-hmm. If anybody wants to be in the parade, you can pick up the entrance form at city hall and fill it out and turn it back into City Hall. And then Saturday, we'll
he'll line them up
finally in, know how many we got.
But you mentioned previously before we started the show, the bagpipes are expected to be back.
Right.
And they've always been a big draw. They're unique. We don't get to hear that very much in the area.
Nope.
We're not Scottish in our ancestry too much, so there isn't a lot of that going on. But they will be here again to perform.
And they come from Windsor, Ontario.
Not Scotland.
And they
Windsor,
said they,
Ontario.
They said they love the city of Bad Axe.
Well, they get a good reception here.
I mean,
people just cheer, it's
they do. And then there's a lot of VFW posts that will be joining us, Harbor Beach. I believe that they're going to be doing the rifle ceremony. Bad Axe has done in the past. Kaysville, different places have helped us out that way. And the TVO, I believe, they'll be here. We're going to have a lot of rascals, old rascals like me. We'll be here. And Trigger here. I've got to bring on Trigger. That's Dan. Dan Little.
Yeah, I can tell by his expression how much he loves that moniker.
But it should be an enjoyable day and a day to be grateful for the men and women who serve. And today there's more women serving than ever before. It could be, I suppose, 20%.
Yeah, they just showed the most amount of women graduates at West Point in the history of West Point this year.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
Make it voluntary. It should be inclusive to everybody. And
yep.
And they get their good start on their lives doing
that. Right. It's amazing that they have the initiative to get out there and serve their country with honor and the courage they show. So,
any animals in the parade this year? Are you going to be? are you going to have somebody going behind with a cleanup crew going? Okay.
Well,
we don't
horsing around here.
We don't know how many horses are going to be there, but we're going to have horses leading the parade.
Excellent.
They'll be following the veterans.
And you may see them do a little sidestepping here and there, depending on how the horses do.
I would think so. And I believe that Mr. Rosenthal, Kimmy, Rosie, he said something about a wagon with a horse-drawn team. Mm-hmm. So that should be interesting. That's a plus. It's there's something about animals in a parade, and there'll be dogs that'll be marching with individuals, and they'll be covered with something. They'll have a flag stuck in their collar. It's all about patriotism. That's what our parade is about, and we honor all those World War II men and Korean veterans. There are a few Korean veterans that are in this immediate area, a few in Port Austin that are coming down. And we will have a few cars that these older gentlemen and their wives can ride in. So it should be phenomenal.
And the parade is going down West Huron Avenue.
Yep.
To the light. Then you're taking a south, or a right turn south. And then when you get to South Street, you either go east if you want to go to the after the parade veteran ceremony, or you go to the right if you want to go back to the school where you started off and put your horses away and such and
right.
Take care of things.
They can use South Street to go back, or Soper Road and drive back around that way. There is going to be a tap bus that will deliver people from Mary Transit. They're going to help us out.
From the memorial back to the school.
Back to the school, right. So that's a good thing.
Well, you know, are you going to have local bands in there? Are you going to have some high school kids participating? It's always good to get the youth involved. I didn't know if you had any lined up.
The high school band is...
You've had them in the past, I know, and they're very popular. Your parents get to see their kids, and, and the kids get to perform for the whole community.
I think that there is a Booms girl that's going to do a little solo singing at the memorial site. I'm pretty sure about that.
And we'll have the community band
to perform right at the ceremony.
Yes.
At the end.
Right. So there's going to be live music, and immediately after the ceremony, let's back up just a little bit. Tom Lady, he'll be doing taps. Thank you, Tom. He's a very, very talented fella. Known Tom for a long, long time. And of course, the rifle ceremony, we'll have a flag raising. Paul Mitchell, he's going to be the speaker this year. Let's see. So what else, Dan?
Well, the bagpipe band will be doing Amazing Grace at the memorial.
Okay. It's going to. It'll be a very, very great morning honoring all of our veterans.
When does the parade itself start? If you want to line up, do you need to be getting a good spot by 10:30? It's going by at 11, or do you need a...
Parade starts at 11.
Starts at 11, so...
Right.
Because you said they were going to start getting together for lineups at 9:30, so they're going to start showing up, but 11 o'clock is when the parade is supposed to start, and it will run as long as you have people to come next.
That's true. I think WAWC is going to have a little setup somewhere.
We're going to be along the route somewhere talking about things going by.
Yeah.
Oh, and we're going to have the courthouse decorated with 10-foot-high flagpoles every 8 feet all the way down the sidewalk.
Now, that's something that you used to see every time you go through like Sandusky and that, and it is such a neat thing when you drive by and see it.
Yep.
And Bad Axe is now going to have that as well, because it works so well for these holidays.
Yeah, it does. And
we're going to have 30 this year and hopefully 60 next year.
And Memorial Weekend is such a busy, high-traveled weekend. You know, we just encourage people to watch the driving, keep your speed down. There's a lot of people out on the highway, a lot of young people moving about. And I always think about that too, because years ago I trucked for many years on the highways, and about Wednesday the highways would start building. And by Friday, it was just a humongous number of vehicles rolling lot of sheet metal out there up and down the street. So we're looking forward to this, and the good Lord will give us a little cooperation from the little black clouds that fly over.
And it's a perfect opportunity for people to remember it's not just about going up to your cottage. It's not just about getting ready for the boating season. It's not.
Right.
There's a meaning to the Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, yes.
And this is what it's about.
Right.
Is remembering.
Right.
Yep.
No sales at the courthouse this year. Memorial Day sales. This will be a straightforward thank you for serving. All of you who have served, and I think it's a very honorable thing to do for our veterans.
And if you want to get involved, you can still get at City Hall. You can get the sheets to become a participant.
Yep.
Do you folks have anything like a website or anything, or be on the city's website and get info on this maybe?
Yeah, on the city's website, just ask for parade forms to put a float in.
I didn't know if you had a Facebook page or something that shows people what past parades have been like and such, but
I don't think we do.
it's something maybe.
That's probably a good idea.
That maybe our generation just isn't so into.
this whole generation isn't into it. I don't even own a phone, Craig. I have a landline. That's it. I refuse to carry a phone on me. It was enough to carry a canteen of water and a six pack of ammo. Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
And I think there is, will there be hot dogs being served afterwards?
There will be hot dogs being served at the parade, at the ceremony.
Right. Yeah. Lowell, McDonald and company, they'll be there with their black wagon.
And in years past, and I don't know if it's just based on donations or whatever, there were some flags being handed out, the kids were waving and such. Is that something that's still happening?
And there will be a helium balloon release at the end of the ceremony.
Okay. We have quite a few flags that we're going to hand out to. They'll be handed out by the Mayor's Youth
Council
kids that will be walking the parade route, and they will hand these flags out going up to the city, up to uptown. So there's 5 boxes of flags. There's a lot of flags. They're beautiful flags. You know, they're not those little teeny weeny ones. These are, they're probably 16 inches high and 12 inches across. So
as parents, monitor your kids if they have one. Don't poke anybody's eye.
Right. Don't poke anybody's eye. Yeah.
Because they get a waving, and they aren't really thinking, and they get enthused, and God bless them, let them get enthused, but you know, you don't want anybody hurt.
Right.
We'd like to encourage everybody in the community to show their colors that weekend.
Yeah.
Respectfully.
Yes.
Because it can take a bad turn if you're going the wrong way.
Right.
Yeah. If you have a flag, hang it up.
And you folks, the veterans and that, they have put flags out at cemeteries too for veterans. So you'll probably see that if you drive by, and if you have relatives in there, you may see of them going in.
We put, 750 flags at the cemetery yesterday?
Well, I don't know the exact number, because I know we ordered 24 dozen more. But what we're doing at the cemetery is we're recycling the flags. Are being, when they're pulled from the gravesite, were rolled up and cautiously put away, and we'll use them 2 years in a row, and then the new flags will follow that.
That just makes sense, because you're supposed to properly dispose of a flag. It isn't just supposed to be mulch.
Right.
I mean, there's supposed to be a process to do that. It really doesn't matter the size, mm-hmm. as long as you're displaying it as an American flag, not shirt with a flag on it, but it's an actual flag.
And we have a flag retiring ceremony once a year
at the senior center,
and people can have flags they may fly at their house that have become tattered and such. They can
anybody
see
that
they can get the, they can have them properly done.
Anybody that has a flag that's tattered and torn can take it to
the veterans office in the county
courthouse, mm-hmm. and they have a big mailbox there that they put them in.
Oh,
Right. And at the stores, like Walmart, they have a barrel there where you dispose of your flag. We pick those flags up and we have our ceremony in October at the Senior Center. So we would welcome people to come out for that too.
I know people have them, they display them, and they fade, and they get tattered and such, and they age, as we all do.
Yep.
And I'm more tattered than I was years ago, and so the flags are the same way, and they don't always know the proper way to do it.
Right, right.
But there is a ceremony locally that is done that can take care of that.
Yep, yep.
We retire the flags, and then we bury the remains of the flags that are burnt at the site. Right there, and they're covered up, and that's the deal there. So, yeah, there was something else I had. I just lost it. Yeah, that's easy for me though. That happens with that tattered flag thing we're just talking about, as our memory gets a little tattered too. Well, it'll come around, but probably not right now.
And again, the parade is this Saturday. That doesn't hamper parades in other communities that will be held on Monday, the Memorial Day observance.
This is the Huron County Parade.
Huron County Memorial Day or Memorial Weekend Parade, yeah.
Well,
anybody in Huron County can participate, and we encourage them to do so.
And that's why you can get organizations from other communities to participate here, because it doesn't hamper them from doing it in their own community on the day of.
Yes, welcome all veterans. You know, come on down to the parade. We will provide transportation up to the memorial wall at the courthouse, and Dan may even be driving a 5-ton vehicle, an army truck. We can put a few old rascals in there, along with the cars, and our wagon will be there too. We can put about 22 people on our wagon. Veterans and their wives, they care to join us.
Excellent. Sounds like, I don't want to say a good time for all. I mean, it sounds like it's going to be a somber occasion, but a healthy one.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I appreciate you coming out today, and I hope you get a good turnout. Again, they can go to the City Hall if they want to participate. You still can do that and become part of the lineup. Mm-hmm. It's Saturday morning in Bad Axe. Parade route has been changed. Starts at the school, not at the Franklin. It starts at the school, goes down West Huron Avenue to the main light, then south a block, and then splits off one side for the program for the Veteran Memorial actual ceremony,
right.
And the other way if you have to get back to the school where you all started.
There's inbound, outbound here. We're good to go.
And we're not trying to cram all these cars into one little tiny spot.
Right.
Well, again, thanks for being with us. Again, I hope you get a good turnout, and I will cross my fingers on the weather.
Thank you, Craig. Thank you.
Our guests today in the studio have been from the Huron County Memorial Parade Committee, the chairman, Tom Stalling, and Dan Little. Let's head out Saturday as part of the Memorial Day weekend, and can give you a chance to actually participate in what the weekend is really all about. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.